Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us.
Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Let's go. We're back. Old School crew, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, coming at you live from 1040 O Street. The Ticket, the mecca of sports radio here in the great state of Nebraska and the capital city. Our show is brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients, the Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O in the Metro. A lot going on, as always, especially around here. A lot going on come Saturday. The Huskers got a big game. You know, what DP alluded to, so we'll stay on task here. We know that we need to get some Husker stuff in here. You know, at the end of the day, you know, stuff's been kind of, you know, sliced and diced. So deeply, you know what? I got to call Ted Washington. I haven't seen him on the cook. That's who I get my cooking stuff from. But anyways, after a, you know, obviously successful game against Colorado, this question is for you two. What do you want to see this week to kind of, in your opinion, like kind of be on schedule going into next week, next Friday night game against Illinois?
100-yard rusher. 100-yard rusher. Like, that's going to be the thing that circles for me that says, you know what, we were on purpose. I still need two bombs, right? But I only want those as coronations to you developing. I need a 100-yard rusher and then another 50-yard rusher, at least 50.
So what if you had 80 and 85 and 65?
No. You need the 100 burger. You need the 100 burger. Because that means that one of those or two of those broke off all the way. Like, right. I need a 40, 50-yard run for a touchdown. Like, Matt Rhule been talking all camp that we were trying to find a running back who takes the 4 and turns it to 40.
Right.
Okay, so do it.
Yeah.
Show me. And then with that, if you can get Northern Iowa to fatten their neck and flatten their back, oh, Ja'Cory Banks, all of them, they get vertical. Dylan gets to stretch out a little bit,
yeah,
show off with the arm candy, and then you bang your head on the goalpost. I that's what I want to see. I want to see the old days of 100-yard rusher, 2 TDs by the passer, 2 big plays, right? And then, oh, give me 2+ in the turnover game. That means you took care of the ball, and then you took some. And if you do those things, this is the matchup for it. Before you get in the conference and you got to fatten your neck and play somebody, show Illinois that you're getting better. Like, that's the commitment. Yeah. Like, all the stuff you talk about, you know, 1% better.
Yeah.
Well, 1%, really? 100-yard rusher. Give me another 50-yard rusher and then two bombs.
Yeah, we got a text here from Virginia Pirate. He says, minus a fluky holding call, Ramir did bust one off last week.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I would like to think in a normal game, Dowdell is going to make Shiloh miss. And, obviously get in for 20-something yards. But I like that. What about you, Austin?
Yeah, rushing makes sense to me. I'll flip it a little bit. 5 to 5.5 yards per carry or more. Do it consistently. Make sure you're there per carry. Boom or bust is fine. You want to hit the explosives, but really exert your will, right? This is a game where I think if I see Nebraska taking that next step, it's because they dominate it.
Yeah.
It's one thing to win. It's another to dominate. Along those lines, score in all four quarters, right? That was the quote-unquote bugaboo last week. Great first half, nothing in the second. I don't care if it's the scrubs. Points on the board in all four quarters, especially in the second half. And then defensively, they want to run. Okay. You were a top 15 rushing defense in the country last year. Teams found it hard to run on you. They averaged less than 3.5 yards per carry. Mm. Make them get out of what they want to do early. And then to DP's point, when they're not as comfortable throwing the ball, feast.
Yeah, I like all those. I just think, I'm not going to put a number on it. I just want it to be a lot cleaner, like for four games. Run game, of course, you'd like to have a guy that, and I think Dowdell has kind of started to separate himself, and that's just by two games. But I don't, it's not so far where the other guys won't get some carries if they get rolling as well. I'd be okay with like a 75, another 60, and then I really would like if you have a third runner that if we just decided to bludgeon these guys with 30, 40 yards. Now, that could be Ramir, Gabe, Emmett, kind of because they can do a little bit more. And then, as far as the passing game goes, I would put an emphasis on let's be a lot more efficient on third down. Now, if we get the third and, let's start to play the situational football game, at a next level that we're going to have to lean
on. This is seed planning for Big Ten play.
Well, seed planning.
That but part I have of, to show.
Yeah, part of this game right here, because this is what you do, and I'll take you in the mind of what it's like when you play these games. This is why this game, for me, when I was starting as a freshman, I didn't know any better. I was just out there every day. I was like done after practice because I put everything in it because I didn't, first of all, you didn't want to make mistakes. You want to make some plays. You want to do it. You want to live up to expectation of yourself. So I'm just depleted after practice. But once I got older and started to look at the game differently, especially in 97, and I started to think about it, and this is where I think what the coaches are maybe talking about to get guys to really start to really dive into the details is you start to think next level about the game of football. So if I'm a leader on this team, my sphincter muscle is puckered up tight. Number one, we completed the first big mission. It's kind of like in 97 when we went up and beat Washington there, right? Everybody was doubting us. We dookie down our leg in 96. Oh, you're not, you really haven't, gotten, you don't have anybody that can really, quarterback was a question. Amon had to be healthy. The offensive line was having some new guys. So we had a lot of questions, right? We answered that bell. Well, that next week, boy, we ready to drop the hammer. Here's why. You do that because you want to establish a standard, not only for yourself, but within the team. But more importantly, as you start to get into this Big Ten play, and the first one is on Friday night, okay, part of intimidation is making what they see on film come to real life. That's Colorado's problem. Okay. Well, it's twofold. When Colorado's rolling, North Dakota State saw, hey, that Travis Hunter dude, he's everything that I read about for the last 6 months. Shador is that dude, right? Nebraska didn't have that because Nebraska played him against before. So as you start to do things and start to prepare, you start to think next level. You don't look, here's what you need to understand, Texas on here, and Tad is right. You don't look past him. I'm doing this to show you. I'm doing you a favor, Austin. I'm doing you a favor, Brett Bielema. I'm going to make all your dreams come true come Friday night. But I got to handle this first so I can make sure that you're taken care of probably on Friday night. You know what I'm saying? So Northern Iowa's just in the way. So actually, Northern Iowa's going to get it harder. They're going to get a next level performance with the intensity, right? Because I want to prove a point that we're serious. And so that's what, you know, and then obviously, you know, look, defensively, you want some more turnovers. I want to see some big returns in the return game, because what this does is, and then I'll keep going along with what this does as a football team, it puts, I wouldn't say fear, but it puts a lot more work on Illinois, a lot more work on it. Right. Because Illinois, because if people need to understand, and this is where Connor or Stallions came in, this is like NFL football. You do have people on your staff that do advanced scouting. So say DP's the head coach, I'm the coordinator, and say you're, I don't know what they call them now, analyst, young guy trying to figure it out. Your job might be to look at Illinois last two games, maybe watch this game live, and kind of have us already ready to go come whenever we start to work on them. So you do advanced scout. Now, I don't know if they go play. I'm not getting into all that. So that's what you have to do. So, but in order for us to, we can put more on their plate, we improve on the mishaps on special teams, and then also we start to really get explosive in return game. That's either punt or kickoff return. We continue along. We got to cover kicks, right? Be extremely physical there. Then offense and defense. And say we show, it's not even about a wrinkle. Say we, like DP said, we let Dylan stretch out that arm a little bit, whether it's with Lloyd, Banks, Nayer, whoever, or we mix in, like it right here, one of the texters said we need a little bit of a tight end game, whether it's Fedoni, Borkature, or a combination of both, or it's Bonner, or it's Nelson, or it's IGC. I think he's playing the slot, I think I saw on the depth chart. All that stuff puts the onus on them. How does that affect them, right? It makes them weaker, because they have to do more to prepare for us, and we're just doing what we do.
Yeah, it's challenging their work, right? Are right. you able to match the work that I'm putting in? The yeah. more you put on their plate, the more that you can do, well, the harder it is them to match your work.
It's a tendency breaker. It's yeah. a tendency breaker and maker, right? That if I can look at 2 weeks of film on third and short, tendencies show up. Mm-hmm. If I second and nine, what do you do? First and 10, what's your go-to?
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Like, what are the things you want to run? What play do you run the most? Yeah. Like, that's a first level thing. But it's, for Illinois, it's important. Now, the problem is you don't know what Nebraska's showing against Northern Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. Nebraska can think they're good enough to run some of their mid-level stuff well enough to not show Illinois their real tendencies.
Yeah, and see, the thing about tendencies, you have to self-scout. Mm. And then also the thing about knowing what you're doing, if you do it well enough, it will be successful. And you can do it the same way and just spice it up differently. The team that does it the best, and this is in the NFL, is the 49ers. They run about 4 to 6 run plays, and they just run them. They get to them in just a different way.
Yeah, the formations are
the formation. Motion, right, the motion.
Late motion.
Right, they'll have Jusek lined up off the ball, motion him back, and then have him split the zone.
They're running to the short side, right, or wide side. It's really weird.
They run the same stuff out of 11 as they do 21.
Right, because they have versatility because they have different body types. So, you know, everybody's like thinking like, I can't speak for any of the coaches. I just have never been, even when I was at Nebraska or, you know, my whole time in the NFL, it never was like, oh, well, we're playing New England in 2 weeks. We got a whole different playbook. Now, you're going to have stuff that affects or it goes against their weaknesses. That's every week, and stuff that you might have scouted prior, and that's normal. And then you might have some trick plays every game.
It might
game
be then a matchup that it's right, just so good.
Well, and you always go into trick plays. Yeah. You always come in with new trick plays or new wrinkle because, you know, say like when BYU and Utah plays and say Utah State kind of showed something against one of those teams. Oh, okay, then we're going to get to it.
Especially if it's in your playbook already.
Right, or a version of
and
it.
And you run it better than the team that had success.
Or you have a version of it,
yeah,
right? And so here's an example of my experience of this. So I'll never forget this. We played New England. We played Atlanta, and they had a really good tight end, a fast tight end named Algie Crumpler. I used to call him Junk in the Trunk. My man Algie Crumpler had a BB. But listen, Algie Crumpler would lay that 4 or 5 on you. But they had another tight end that was good.
He was a Carolina boy, right?
Yeah. Algie would get up when Vic Fangio would always like to run cover 3 against boundary wing slot to the field. I hated it because the middle field player is got a shade towards the slot. And then you're trying to ask a corner to play essentially a third in the flat. So if you get a vertical and a corner's not used to taking a vertical from close in the box, that puts me I'm in a run mindset to the boundary. And if you get a free release, he's past me. Well, we played Atlanta. They missed Algie a couple times. They missed him a couple times. I said, hey, man, we need to change that cover 3 up to where I either take the flat and we flood it weak, right, and then have the drop-down safety play like a hook dropper to the flat, because then that means the corner can play from depth down, you know, see it coming at him, right? No, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, here's a that's fine. All right, that's cool. All right, I mean, I know I'm out here and Algie Crumpler just, you know, I was going to be on ESPN, but, you know, Chandler or whatever didn't hit him. Oh, okay, well, then guess what? Here go Trent Green, and they had Jason Dunn, who was a huge tight end, and then also had Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Well, here's what happened. Me and Will Shields were going at it, right? And it was it's one of my favorite games because Will looked like he's quiet. He talked hellified stuff, right? So he had played against Mike Rucker the week before. He's like, oh, yeah, I got after your boy last week. You won some. I was like, oh, no. That ain't happening, right? I said, this is 800 Westwood Road. That's where we lived in college. I said, well, so we're going back and forth, and they had been running with Priest Holmes and all them in this formation. But I knew they were going to start passing because they flipped Jason Dunn and Tony Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez, when they were running, was the wing. And I told Vic, I said, we need to run a check, please. I said, please. I got on the horn. Can we please run a check? because they put Tony Gonzalez as a down tight end to test us.
Yeah. And what are you going to do?
And they ran. Foreman sees disaster.
What's your reaction?
Well, here's what they did. They did like a little fake look, and it wasn't even a run fake, and just threw it to the flat. They just were seeing if we made adjustment. No adjustment made. Gonzalez, break the huddle, hard play action. And, you know, when their play action was good, so I hit Brian Waters, Gonzalez on Aaron Glenn. He kind of ran like a skinny post. Aaron Glenn's playing outside the end. Well, the safety's going to the slot. You know, it hit us two or three times with it. So you talk about wrinkles. Those are the little things you use based on what you see your prior opponent do against you. So you have to do a good job of self-scouting, self-evaluation, but then also you want to establish yourself from a foundation standpoint. Because the game's going to come down to on Saturday night against Northern Iowa, running, blocking, and tackling, and who comes out and takes control of the game.
Do we know, or do we think we know? I'll pull a sip of what we know versus what we think we know. Do we know what Nebraska's best offensive play is? Or favorite offensive play?
Not yet. I mean, we've only been in two games, but I can tell you the play that I like that they run is I like it. It's like an inside zone, and they ran it different ways though. And people think it's a new wrinkle. They ran it right, and Dowdell's running it. He ran it better the second week than he did the first week.
He's back cutting on it off of it too. Yeah,
it's an inside zone coming right off the tail of the guards, but it's blocked really well because you can hit it and tighten the B gap. And if you have a C gap defender
overflow
that stunts in there, you can hit it off the C gap. So I like that play. Now, I think what they really do well is everything in the passing game, because you have a quarterback that can go through the progressions and play pitch and catch. He throws catchable balls. So all that stuff. But I really like the way that they get to their run game, and I also like the way that they're getting on people. I think that when you look at the first two quarters of the game last week, there wasn't any direct access plays to where the defender had direct access to the quarterback or the running back. So all of them are working, but I like that inside zone. Because here's why I like it, and I don't mean to cut you off. Mm. You have four running backs that can run it, and they run it just a little bit different.
Oh, they run
it. But here's also the really good thing. Coach Donnie, the offensive line coach, I call him Coach Donnie, Donovan, has the offensive line in tune enough that they know to block it a certain way that then let the guys do what they do.
Well, yeah. It's much more read based than, hey, you have to get your guy here based.
Mm-hmm.
Like to watch, you watch. Dowdell doesn't care. Dowdell has the best pace. He has the best pace. He gets off the tail of the block, whatever way it's going to end up going. He gets to it at the right time better than any of the four.
Yeah.
Ramir is more balanced. He likes to flow into it.
Yeah.
Emmett is the explosive one. I think Emmett is the one that when he hits
Emmett runs is the best.
Yeah, he hits.
I'm talking about from a defensive perspective. Yeah,
he hits it clean.
When he ran it against UTEP, he set up the defender there, and he was the tiptoe burglar.
Yep.
So where he was able to actually cross over his steps and get skinny, and the two guys couldn't collapse on him. People don't realize when you look at Dowdell on that first one he ran, he was a little wide in how when he got the ball, he slipped a little bit. But then once he gets his feet, his shoulder square, and he decides where he's going, he makes up for it and he hits it tight. I think he ran it better the second week than he did the first week. So from a deep, I always like to talk about things from a defensive perspective to give the offensive perspective. When you have a running back room that can run all the plays almost the same, that's harder to defend. Because, okay, here's an example, and I'll get to you, unknown texter here, 1000, is when we played Washington, right? They had two good running backs, but I instantly knew what running back would be running inside outside zone when they had two tight ends and they ran trips, or if they just went 11 personnel and had trips. Because he couldn't run any of the other plays. He didn't run toss well because he was a 90-degree guy. You know what I mean? When he got taught, when he went toss, his shoulders were 90 degrees, were flat. The hardest wearing guys are to kind of run it and catch it going straight forward. You know what I'm saying? Because once they get square, they can go inside, outside, and then now I got to hesitate. that I get hooked by the guard, he hits his head up on the goalpost. Whereas when you have Nebraska, I think you got four guys that can do a lot of the things the same. Obviously, it looks a little different. It puts a, I'm just talking about from a linebacker. It puts more onus on you to prepare and over prepare or be prepared because there's no plays off.
I'll ask you this as a linebacker, because we would always attack it based on that, based on your reaction to who we put on the field. And there were Husker fans Saturday, Sunday, Monday who were talking about the fact that, well, when Dowdell's in, it's a run game. When it's Ramir, it's the passing game, sure. Or at least a consideration of it. But that, to me, almost seems like a seed plant for later.
Yeah, what?
Right? Because it seems to me like Dowdell can catch the ball.
He can catch the ball, right.
And you could go power with Ramir. We've seen that.
Yeah, we've seen it. He's done it. And if you you're going to be short-sighted and prepare like that, then you're going to get caught with doing something, because it's not only what the linebacker's thinking, it's what the coordinator's thinking. And now you got either a run defense, run blitzing, X, Y, and Z. Now you're setting yourself up for play action pass or some sort of, you know, screen game or something like that. So do we got to go to break, Austin?
Yeah, let's get out.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, come back. I'll get to your we'll get to the text, and then we'll be on the stream after this. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.